Hey everyone, Melissa, thank you. I'm glad you're here this week. So we missed you last week. How are you? Melissa, are you there? Can you hear me? Okay, hopefully you can hear me. Can you hear me, Melissa? Maybe not. Okay, no worries. Anyway, welcome. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to see what's going on here. Melissa, can you hear me? Okay. Anyway, I'm not hearing you, Melissa, just so you know. Welcome to the show, everybody, and I'm glad you're here. We're having a good day today. We got a cool show. Oh my goodness, this is happening right now. Okay, I gotcha. And wow. Anyway, I'm glad that you guys are listening in, and we have a terrible storm here, and so bear with us while we're getting it situated. I know Melissa's in having some challenge with where she's at. I'm having a bad storm, so if I get cut off, please forgive me. So today we're going to talk about a really cool idea. You know, I hear people all the time, you know, saying, "Oh, I'm going to." You know, I'm trying to beat myself. I'm trying to beat this person. And I've said it. I mean, man, have I ever said it so many times about different things. And running is one of them, right? So if you don't do as good as you did last week, or somebody beat you that doesn't normally beat you, or, you know, whatever, then you get you feel less than, right? Oh, what happened to my performance, right? I hate that. Has anybody ever had that happen for them? You know, and what's happening to my performance? Why am I not as good? And, you know, that kind of thing. So, anyway, long story short, one of the things that I do know is, hold on 1 second. Melissa?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Can you hear me now?
What happened. I could hear you now.
Yay!
Going, I have a bad storm here, and I was like, "What's going on?" But I'm glad you're back. We missed you last week, and welcome back. So I hope you enjoyed yourself, because I know you and your family had a lot of fun. You guys got great tans. Sarah told me she's got a nice gray tan. You got a great tan, and yesterday when you guys were calling me from the gym. I guess you guys are running. I'm assuming on the treadmill. And I know, right? It's like, I kind of missed it. I learned.
I mean, three days of not doing anything. I was like, I need to get back in there.
Yeah. Aww, so. That's good. I know. Here you are. Hey, I have a question for you. So, you know, and we've got a special guest on next week, but, and Go Run for Fun Fitness is where you can hit Melissa and I up with your way of doing things and your runs or tips or whatever you like
or races
to post
or whatever
comments. Yeah, so I'm running in a race tomorrow, not a race but an event for the 5K for the holiday for 4th of July. Love my country.
Yay.
Excited about it. But I tell you what, I was talking to people about we get in such a habit of like wanting to compete with ourselves. I've got to compete and make better time, right? And I've got to compete with and beat my friend. You know, I have said that numerous occasions. I know people listening to this show now or later probably have done the same thing. Competition, correct? I mean, competing with against yourself. Have you ever done that with yourself?
I compete with myself all the time. It really gets crazy. I don't compete with when I do a race. I even if I'm with somebody, I don't compete with them. It's in my head. Your head can really mess with you.
Yeah, it can.
So I'm always competing
with
myself. Yeah.
Right. So guys that are listening in now or listening in later, listen. This is a good point, okay? Because I compete, and if I, you know, I've done an 8-minute mile, I've done a 7-minute mile, and on rare occasions I can do a 5-minute, but it's me sprinting. So I don't know if you guys are the same way, and maybe you've done better mileage. It doesn't really matter. When you compete with yourself and you're and you know, are with somebody else, you don't enjoy the run as much. Okay, if you win, you enjoy it, right? You got better time, you enjoy it. So one of the things that I heard the other day on a, because I do personal development, which I think is key for any in anybody's life, is instead of competing, dominate your performance, right? So I go, dominate it, right? So you're going to own and be the best you can be. So are you going to be the best you can be if you stayed up later than usual or eating like crap? Probably not. But you can dominate that performance with staying up late and eating like crap, okay? And know that it won't be, or maybe it will be, I don't know. But dominate your performance and dominate that. And so if you're the last one in, the first one in, it doesn't matter. What do you think about that? So, yeah.
Well, it's funny because there was a post on my Moms Run This Town that a woman's like, I shouldn't have had the ramen noodles late at night because her early morning run was terrible. She didn't do it as, you know, it was like running with two lead cinder blocks, you know. But had she not had done that and thought, well, gee, tomorrow I'm going to run. Let me get some good sleep. Let me get some, you know, good fuel. And she would have had a great run in the morning.
Right. Yeah, she would have. But if you, you know, like, have you ever not slept well? I mean, tonight I'm going to be super excited because I get to run tomorrow. And, have you ever not slept well and you get up and you think you're going to do better than you do and you get mad at yourself, right? So,
yeah.
You know, I got to get up at 4:30 in the morning and because the race starts at 7, but I know it's crazy. And I want to get up there because it's going to be crazy and chaotic and all that. So if I'm 30, 45 minutes away. So if I want to run the best, I'm going to have to go to bed early, okay? The best for me, dominate my performance with good sleep. And I'm also going to have to drink a great deal of caffeine. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. But, yeah, so dominating it, that's key. And what do you think, what are things that you can do to, instead of competing, just worry about your performance, not even competing against yourself? How do you connect with that higher part of yourself? I know you don't listen to music, do you, when you're running? I've asked you that several times, and I know you don't. Okay,
actually,
so when you're running.
I find it to be very challenging if I am listening to something, even at the gym, if they have music going, you know, and for some reason they like the 80s. stuff, and that just brings back memories that are just not so hot, and it throws my whole exercise off, you know.
Right.
So I don't listen to anything.
You don't.
I really nothing.
Okay, nothing. Well, when I start running, I will quickly take my headphones and put them around my neck, right, and you know, and that kind of thing. But I got to be running for a little while. And something that I do, I always listen to Christmas music, so I've got my Christmas playlist for tomorrow.
Christmas
just so you know.
Music. Does that keep you cooler?
Yeah, it's something like that. The heat index here is 106 yesterday, okay? So when we're running at 7 a.m., so for me, it's a mind over matter, and I love Christmas. So I go, okay, I made my Christmas list. It's got all the top stars singing Christmas music, Walking in the Winter Wonderland, Jingle Bells, Let It Snow, all those things, right? And it puts me in a great, great, great spirit to do that. I've also used, Tony Robbins has a exercise one that I've used and everything, and I'm going to put that on my playlist too as well because I like that one. It's about 30 minutes to thrive, 45 minutes for whatever. So you're running or exercising, whatever you do. And I like that because it helps me dominate my performance. I am not going to compete with myself because I just started running again. I was running on the treadmill. I just started running again outside. And so if I have to walk and run it, I'm going to accept that because that's me doing the best me I can be. What's your thoughts about that?
Ditto. I mean, you really gotta take care of yourself if you want to be your the best version of yourself. I mean,
right.
No one's
so
gonna
if
be
I
out there
whipping me if I don't do it or yeah, exactly. So one of the things that I really really enjoy doing is running. I also enjoy, I'm going to dominate my performance if I have to walk it partway, if I run partway. And another thing that I do, okay, because it gets my mindset there, I know you pray and meditate too as well. I think you meditate, maybe not. I know you do pray and you're always listening. You got four daughters there to keep you in line. So,
yeah.
Right? You know, your daughter and you are running on the treadmill together. And she's funny because she's competing, just so you know. I thought I'd share that with you.
I see it. I know it.
She's like, my mom's a fast runner. I go, yeah, I know she is. And does Sarah run with music?
Yes. She has to be plugged in.
Okay.
I asked for her to keep her phone at home one time when it wasn't charged, and she still had to grab something else to listen to. And I'm like, listen to your breath. Tune everything else out and listen to your breath. And I said, in fact, I even I bet her $20 that she could run a full mile this month.
Oh, wow. Okay. 25.
She doesn't she doesn't believe it, but I can see it if she focuses. Definitely she
can
do it.
I gotcha.
Yep.
Okay, good. Well, I like it. So I'm working on that myself, just so you know. And you and Sarah have been a great inspiration, you know, to me and for me. So I'm going to run and do my best performance tomorrow that I can. It's the first time I've run outside in a really long time, okay? And I'll stop when I have to, if I have to. But this morning, I was getting back to that. I don't know if you have your downtime in the morning. I do. And so I'm like laying there with my eyes closed just saying, hey, is there any messages? And then they gave me, you know, because I pray to God, the angels, and Joshua, I call Jesus because that's his Hebrew name. And I said, Joshua, you know, up there, I said, Spirit, is there any messages? And then the message is, you're going to be fine. Your foot's going to be okay. Don't worry. And I go, great. They got my back. Right? So, but how do you get messages like that? Meditation. And there's a meditation I found for when you're doing activity. I'm going to post it on our site, Go Run for Fun Fitness, and that you use before. You don't want to do that. Meditate while you're running. Wouldn't be good, right? running itself is an active meditation, because that's how you get in the zone. But in this meditation, it's like going into the zone. Listening, like you said, listening to your breath. You're so good at that, Melissa. And asking, and I always say, I am grateful for the help that you give me in running this event. You know, that's what you are running today or whatever. And because if you say I'm grateful, it means it's already happened. And man, the other day I got this message in my sleep, and I was laying in bed and I woke up at right after it. And I was there, and there was I love Jesus. I saw Joshua, Jesus, and in my deep sleep, and he said, "Oh, whatever you need, all you have to do is ask." And I was like, "Wow, okay." So isn't that cool? I'm making me cry. I'm asking that. Yeah, because you said you've got that verse that you use, and I go, I'm asking to run with joy and love, and asking to be in the moment and enjoy the moment with all the people around me, because I look at us all as one team, going for the same goal, and it's kind of cool to do that. So yeah, you know, and so, but I think if you ask, you'll receive, whatever you want or you're asking for, God will give you, or Jesus or the angels, however you want to say it, and Buddha, everybody has different names for God. So I'm asking. But you have to ask from faith and believing that you really can have it, right? And there's always doubt.
Exactly.
And,
that's what I was going to say. I'm like, it has to come from your heart when you're asking.
Right.
You know?
Right. So if you come from fear, like, oh, I'm not going to do good. I know I'm not going to do good. Can you please help me do good? It doesn't work. But if you say, you know what? I'm going to do the best because you're in my team. You got my back, right?
Yeah,
So you can do that with anything. So I'm asking for them to help me to do the best I can. And if it rains tomorrow, I hope that I'm aware I've got rubber shoes on, so it'll be good. And so we also have a wet t-shirt contest because I'll be soaked anyway, teasing, but you know what I mean. So that's good. I've got, as I said, that meditation. I'll put it on, I'll post it on our, as a post on GoBun for Fun Fitness, and you guys can check it out and see if it works for you, but not the day of, but the, you know, a couple hours before or the night before or whatever, because it prepares your brain to receive more and let's go of the
fear.
Doubt. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
fear.
Fear and doubt.
And
is your worst enemy.
Kills you.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm excited. Man, I'm excited. So that's a couple of things there. And then I've been doing a lot of stretching exercise. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
This is important. I used to do ballet, and so Rob didn't know me when I did ballet. It was probably about 10 years ago, and he says, can you do pirouettes and everything? So I did some ballet for him last night. He goes, wow. I'm like, okay, yeah, I can do ballet.
You still have
but
it in
you. Yeah, I know. It's like muscle memory, right? But have you ever been so tight and that you've had to stretch and does any, have you ever had that happen before for to you? Or I know any runner out there, or anybody that exercises, not necessarily running. What's your thoughts on that? Do you do stretching?
Well, you know, I don't. But
okay.
I mentioned
well,
it yesterday when I was exercising with Sarah, because like I'll have low back pain or my legs will be sore, so I just jump right in. And as soon as I start exercising, it seems to loosen up, but that is definitely not the best way to do things. So, you know, I think it's a learning experience for me, especially with the going to this gym now, because they have tools for stretching there, which I should do before I do my exercise and after. So to answer your question, no, I do not, but I'm going to incorporate it.
I am too, because I look at how I moved a couple. Thank you, by the way. I looked how I moved about a year and a half ago to how I moved today, and I just not because I hurt a shoulder. I mean, a foot injury that took me over a year to recover from, and just recently it's just been tremendous. And but I feel amazing when I do exercise and when I do stretch. So, and you know, because I got short. Go ahead. I want to hear what you have to say.
I have a question since we're talking about this. So, as y'all know, I was away with my kids for 3 days, didn't really exercise. Yes, we went down, you know, water slides and went up tons of stairs. But I find that when I don't exercise, my body is in so much pain. But once I exercise, I feel better. Does that make sense?
Is that right?
At
you
all?
Feel better? Yeah, I do.
I do.
You stretch your muscles, right? Yeah. So, yeah. Okay. Good.
It's the hardest thing.
Stretching.
You think, like, I was gonna say, like, how many people are out there, like, feeling like crap, but all they have to do is really just get moving.
Yeah, you're right. Get moving. There is an app on. It's Dailyom, DAILYOM, and they've got chair yoga and, you know, stomach crunches. They've got Pilates moves that you can do. And so, I found it says how to get your your tummy muscles tightened in 7 days, right? And so I'm like really into that, you know, because we all want to look good in our bikinis and we all want to look good in general, right? Wearing our tighter tops or, you know, whatever.
Tube tops.
Yeah, there you go.
Sorry, I had this visual of the tube tops at Target. I'm thinking, hell no, I ain't gonna wear that.
Well, you're beautiful.
Sorry.
You're good. I know you work hard on your body. No, I think it's good. But yeah, so you with the heat index at 106 yesterday, and it's rainy now, so it's not as hot. Then, you know, like short sleeves, tank tops, tube tops, whatever. Here in South Florida, people wear, whether you're 8 or 80, it's like really scary, some of the things you see. But yeah, you know, but stretching is key right there. But on Dailyom, they have it. And it's like you can get their program and keep it forever. I think they have different prices that you can afford, whatever you can afford. So I love that. And so it's, there's no excuse about except about pressing a button and getting the exercises. But they had 7 days to tighten your stomach muscles. And it's like, oh, I'm going to look like, I don't know, a model or whoever, an actress that we like. But no, you won't look like that, but you may look better, right? You know, do it for 14 days and it'll look even better. So it's a discipline and a habit. So stretching, I think, is key. I tell you something right now, I'm going to make sure I never get like this again. I'm going to do that, I promise. So, and eating right, too, as well. I think that's key. I know that you use Weight Watchers and you've gotten success and you've used it for years. I've used Herbalife on and off since I was 18. And I've always gotten great results and built a great business with it before, too, as well. But somebody asked me the other day, are you loyal to Herbalife? I go, I'm loyal to my health, and they got great products. So that's what I use. I'm loyal to my health, and they've got great products. If their products weren't good or they dropped in quality, I wouldn't use them. I'm sure you like that with Weight Watchers. They got a great program out there for you. You know, so I feel eating is really key, meditating. And running isn't a form of meditation, but if you're competing or wondering how bad you're doing or how good you're doing and checking your watch, you know, or, you know, checking your neighbors, see where they're at, probably not cool. But if you're running and dominating your performance, then it doesn't matter. You can be out there by yourself or running with teammates, and you guys are running for the same goal, I think. What's your thoughts on that?
Mind, body, spirit. It all works together to be the best version of yourself.
Yeah, there you go. So when are you running again? Are you doing the marathon or half marathon? Have you made up your mind, or are you?
I haven't decided yet. I'm really just kind of embracing the new gym thing. I feel good. I feel stronger. I like that I'm working not just my legs. I'm thrilled that my daughter's with me. And I haven't quite looked up anything for races yet. Normally I would have done a July 4th, but it's my 20th anniversary. Yes, we were married on July 4th. So I think tomorrow is going to be a relaxation day, and we have a barbecue, so not this year, maybe next year, but no races as of yet.
Mm. Okay, cool. Well, I'm doing, like I said, I'm doing tomorrow, see how I do, and then we'll take the next one and the next one. But I think the key is the meditation I've been using has allowed me to really – you know, be in the zone, not try to get there, but just be there. And just be there. And also dominating my performance instead of competing with myself. Because tomorrow, you know what, if I run as good as I've done in the past, great, because I've done that. But if I don't, which I feel like that I'm just going to be the best I can be tomorrow. You know what I mean? With a foot injury that I'm recovering still a little bit from. And I know that I've got God, the angels, all the ascended masters out, got my back, and I'm going to be just fine. And I'm going to eat well in the morning, and I'll take some. Do you ever have low blood sugar when you're running?
No. I've never experienced that per se. I've always done, for my long races, the jelly beans that have a little bit of caffeine or a little bit of sugar in there. For short ones, you know, even a 10K, I don't do much of anything but water. And obviously fuel before. But, I was going to say, even my half marathons, I only did the jelly beans, if that, and hydration, that's it.
Yeah, so I'm going to do, I always bring the, I've brought Sour Patch Kids because they're, you know, sugar, but I've got the, I've got a little pack that I have, and I'm going to use that as well as as bringing the glucose tablets, because if I get low, because sometimes I get low, then I don't want to suffer. You know what I mean? Because it's hard to.
How do you know when you're low?
What happens is I will get like sweaty and a little bit nervous, shaky. You know what I mean? And
shaky.
That's how I know. So I have had that since I was a kid, And, you know, so I don't want to carry anything too heavy because, you know, it's going to be enough just carrying my body. It's like, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what, that's me. But I'm excited. So I have to, I'll text you and let you know. But I've ran before. I've ran a mile, and but I pay for it the next day. So, you know, about a month ago, the angel said, Tree, you need to run on the treadmill. And now it's like, okay, Tree, now you've taken care of your foot, and I've done a lot of strength training on the treadmill with incline. Then now I'm gonna run on the run tomorrow. So,
Have you run outside? Yeah.
Not at all, or
is this gonna be your first time?
It's in my first time in a really long time. I tried running, and then I would, I feel like crap the next day. My foot would, and but I've trained for this, okay? In the sense of, you know, I said I was going to run outside, and I go, no, I got that. Don't do it. And then I got that we're going to help you, and now it's time for you to run again outside. I love running outside. I just saw a memory of me running in a trail run. Have you ever done a trail run? I love them.
I have.
And I was actually.
I have.
Okay, so yeah, I was actually in Virginia and I ran one there. I was like, my gosh, it was just beautiful there. I remember thinking, I actually did a video of it. I said, you know, God lives here, the angels live here, and the energy of run lives here. I'm never thinking that because it's so beautiful. So,
well,
beautiful.
I mean, trail versus pavement is so different.
It is. It is. And I really enjoyed it, just so you know. But it is so different.
Yay.
But it's like a different feel. So anyway, so tomorrow I'm going to be running on pavement, and that's okay. And I'm going to have fun. And it's for our veterans and, you know, it's for our independence. The first veterans came from England, remember? So they had a fight for their freedom here. They did that. Well, they went to that big tea party in Boston. Had a little tea with the queen. How good. Boston Tea Party. But yeah, so I'm excited for that too as well.
I'm excited for you. That's awesome.
I know, because I ran outside every time I try to run. And I'd run an 8-minute mile, but I would be, my foot, I couldn't run or walk hardly for a week. So it's not worth it. So I went on the treadmill, and that's what I've been doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
well, let us know how
so
you do,
good.
Please.
I'm going to be texting you, okay? And
you better
and,
be.
You're going to be. I will, and I'll let you know. And then we're going to do our show next week, and we'll talk about more stuff. We have a special speaker, and I'm taking my vitamins, my nutrients, and I'm going to be taking my glucose tablets and be in my little pack, and I'm going to be going like a maniac. Hopefully, well, I'll go like dominate my performance and just relax and enjoy the run. Right? I've learned that
awesome.
From that meditation. As I said, I'll post that meditation as a post on the Go Run for Fun Fitness. And, you know, so I'm wishing you luck. I know, happy anniversary. Let me just be the first to say that. And we've got about a minute left. And so I'm going to so Go Run for Fun Fitness on Instagram. And what's
my
your,
usual?
You're the one. Yeah. Go ahead.
I was going to say, well, happy July 4th, and everyone needs to get out there and go run.
And eat your vegetables.
Bye, guys.
And take a shower. Bye.
Yes. Bye, guys.